This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them, honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. End of the match, 3-1. We've lost. Everton came down here, did a job on us. Pretty disappointing. Absolutely, I don't know what to say about that. It was my first game back. Haven't seen a live game all season, and I was potty for this one, and they just did not deliver, did they?
No, it's all your fault, Billy. That's the worst game I've seen at the GTEC. I thought our performance was awful. We couldn't string two balls together. Every second ball fell to them. They wanted it more than we did. We just looked so haphazard all over the pitch. There were some really poor performances as well. I don't want to name players, so I won't. But there were some like long balls that would normally go to one of our players on a wing that just went out. It was just like really, really bad performance. It's difficult to sum it up. I mean, we were just poor.
We were just poor, apparently.
Yeah, we were. And actually, it's quite worrying because, I mean, you know, Rico's non-appearance today, as it will be for the rest of the season, didn't make much difference. You know, we know we will have to live without Ivan Toney. I felt that we lacked ideas. We certainly gave away, you know, 3 easy goals to them. They were a big team. We've got 6'5" defenders in the box. We should be able to clear those headers. I have to say, that was a very worrying performance. We need to buck up our ideas, because otherwise we could be in some trouble.
Listen, I mean, there's a lot of Bees fans not happy, a lot of despondent Bees coming out here. Tell me about that. That was terrible, wasn't it?
Not good. I have to leave, but not
no,
good.
No, you don't have to leave. I have to. Listen, you do this every time. Talk to me about that game, quickly.
You know, from when the day started, I had a bad feeling about this game.
So it's your fault?
It's all my fault, always. It's all my fault. We have a very bad habit of losing to teams that we should be beating.
Teams like Brentford.
Teams like Everton. Right, we should be beating them. We play really well against the bigger teams, and we just don't do anything about the smaller teams. And yeah, I said it, Everton are a smaller team. And what?
Everton are a smaller team. Okay, you must go and have another glass of whiskey or whatever you're drinking. Everton are a smaller team. That's a new one to me. Right, I'm not into this big team, small team business, but that was Everton are a smaller team, are they smaller?
They are smaller, really, yeah. That was a bit of a shocker, though, wasn't it, today? I think it's probably the one of the worst home performances I've seen since we're in the Premier League. Missing Rico really, really badly. Can't really think of anyone who had a decent game today. So it's just one of those days. But we got to pick up and regroup because that was quite worrying.
A lot of worried bees in the house here today. You know what I'm saying? So, which is all good. But listen, to be fair, the players still doing... Listen, win or lose, lap of honour. It's the manners. You go around there, you respect the fans. They give you a round of applause. They give them a round of applause. That's what it's all about. Other teams don't do this, but we do it, whatever may happen. So people that are out there, you won't see this thing on TV. Peacock TV or whatever TV. You're watching Sky TV. You ain't seen the round of applause that the players have got to do. Listen, we got the Manchester, the Cheshire, the North of England bees in the house here, and you've obviously got something to say about this. I've got nothing to say about this because, to be quite honest with you, I'm a little bit gutted because we should. I expected a win today, and I'm not like teams like Brentford, teams like Everton, teams like whatever, but we weren't even at the races today, were we?
3-1 does us a favour. We weren't even in the game at all. Down the left side just shows what a miss Rico is. Rico and Sade, how they blend together. And we've got Hickey and KLP sharing the same blade of grass. Wissa had absolutely no... People are going to be knocking Wissa for his performance today. He had absolutely no feed at all. He could do nothing. Collins, wow. I've got no words for Collins' performance today.
Why? Tell me.
He was pinging passes that were going nowhere. He was caught on his back foot for the third goal, I think it was. He was losing the ball in possession. Wow. £30 million or whatever we paid for him.
Listen. I understand. So it's just he's had one bad performance. He's had a few good games as well. So listen, let's not. Yeah. Let's just chill a little bit on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we're looking at me last year. We've took me out. We put Collins in. I don't think he's been that great this season. And we differ on that one maybe. Outside of Fulham this year, we've been poor. Really poor. We're relegation stuff the way we're playing.
Relegation, you think? Listen, I'm going to ask you as well here. No, I'm just saying. He said relegation stuff. You think we're relegation material, or is it just the post-match gloom?
As I would say to my daughter, you need to sort your shit out.
Who does?
Really. As I say to my daughter, she needs to sort her shit out. The team needs to sort their shit out. Collins, don't like him.
So it's a personal thing here. It's a personal.
It's not personal. I just don't think I just don't think that he performs.
Okay, so he doesn't perform at all. He's just like rubbish.
I've watched him in a couple of matches and I don't rate the guy.
We're getting into controversial land here now. So basically, you don't like Collins. The team need to sort their nonsense out. Yeah. I mean, so basically, this is doom and gloom.
It's not doom and gloom. They just need to sort the shit out.
Okay, so how will they sort it out? Tell me.
I don't know.
Who needs to come in? Who needs to come out? What happens? Listen, were there any bright sparks here today?
Well, I always think Brian runs. Here we go. Poor guy today was up front on his own. Nobody providing the ball to him. What's the guy going to do on his own? Not a lot. You need a team behind you. And today there's 11 players on the pitch and they didn't play as a team.
We've got a tough match away at Forest. Tough match away at Forest. Tough game away at United.
That's your territory. That's your turf. We can't lose there for you because you'll be embarrassed. You'll be walking out of the stadium with a paper bag on your head.
Look, in Manchester, we've been walking high, doing the double with City and beating Man U last year. This year, heads under the desk time.
Head under the desk.
They need to play more as a team, not as an individual performance.
More of a team. Just give us the vibes on this one. Listen, this is the slightly more mature generation. And do you think they've been a little bit overly critical on our team?
Yeah. I quite like Collins. There's massive difference in the house. I like Collins. I think 40 million was a lot.
He's only 20 odd million.
Oh, it's only 20.
Yeah, so that's what it's a bargain.
Where did I thought you from? I think it was good. The balls that he puts across got good attacking.
Okay, so just coming back to the game today. So disappointment we lost, but are you down on the dumps like a lot of the people? Because there's a lot of moaning going on today. I mean, I don't know whether or not there are people that don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of moaning here today. So tell me, are you down on the dumps like everybody else?
It's just a blip.
Oh.
Just a blip. think what we were like last season. Can't all be good.
So you think we're going to come back? Everton, to be fair, and I'm going to say this as well, as we're chatting here.
Physical team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything to stop it. We didn't have...
Yeah,
we've lost Rico last week. He's out for the whole season. He's the main attacking threat down your left wing. And losing him's obviously a big deal. But it's just a lot of new combinations today as well. It's obviously made it harder.
So this has made it harder. I'm just saying, we're chatting here as well. Listen, our terrace, normally our terrace is full, everyone's dancing, everyone's gone, but we've got the Everton fans and they're still singing. And they're, to be fair to the Everton fans, they're one of the loudest fans that I've heard here since we've been in the stadium for the whole 2 and a bit years we've been there. And Everton fans have come here before and they've been miserable. We've heard nothing. But to be fair, and also I've been to Everton when Everton has been rocking. They were 2-0 up at half time, then we beat them 3-2. But in that 2-0 up, I've never heard anything like it. That stadium was on the next level. Now I've heard that again today. You can see the Everton fans, if they're positive and get behind their team, that's what they can do. And that's what they did today. But they only did it after they got into the lead. So I'm saying, game today.
Yeah.
Listen, from a man who, listen, he comes to the bees, he's been through a lot, but he's got more of a, not a neutral perspective, but a perspective of a man who likes a bit of football and understands a bit of football. Like, what'd you say?
Great game to watch. I thought Everton...
Not for a Bees fan.
Well, you know, as a neutral fan, I mean, Everton, to be honest, I think surprised everyone today. I think that with the form they've been in, you know, the last sort of 2 years, but you wouldn't have expected that form from today's performance. I thought Anana, Gay, and who was the other third central midfield player? Decore, you know, those three in there. I mean, on paper, that looks good, but today it really did deliver. I thought they dominated the middle of the park. Brentford without Henry at left back. I mean, everybody was kind of, it almost was sort of willed into happening, that everybody was feeling really negative at the fact that he wasn't there today. And I think it kind of showed on the pitch. The defensive unit just seemed a bit stuttery. Pinnock was playing some poor passes. Collins made numerous mistakes. So I don't know if that just sort of unsettled the composure of the back line. But also up front, there wasn't a lot of running and movement. I thought Wissa was very static, you know, coming up against two quite hefty centre-backs. You would expect maybe Frank's game plan to be getting in behind Everton. There was none of that today. I thought Lewis Potter quite you know, showed his inexperience. I mean, got raw pace, but wasn't really kind of calling for the ball or making creative runs. There was real lack of creativity today. I thought Jensen was the only one that was bringing it. I thought Norgaard was a little bit quiet, kind of had those central midfield players to deal with. I just didn't see, and normally I'm a big advocate towards Frank's the way he analyses oppositions before the game, but today I really didn't kind of see any sort of game plans. I didn't really see how Brentford were set up, and a little bit worrying, really. I mean, Mbeumo was the only one, when you went, you know, a goal, two goals behind, that seemed to want the ball, seemed to want to get the team back in it. But I mean, for me, being 2-0, two goals down with 10 minutes to go, there was a real lack of urgency, and that would be my concern as a Brentford fan.
Got characters in the house and they're being disrespectful to myself.
Never,
to me.
Never, Bill, never.
Only
Bill.
Jay, just
being disrespectful to myself, right? What were you talking about?
I'm saying we're just going to have a whip round. I'm asking people just to, you know, give generously so we can send you back on holiday, because, you know, when you was away, we was doing quite well. No.
Cheers. Cheers. You're not joking at all.
No, I am.
I can see
it
in your face and you're not joking at all.
I was excited to see you back, mate. You know that.
For a minute. Until the whistle went.
Yeah, until the whistle went.
Cheers.
No, look, what can you say about that game?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Well, he said a lot, actually, to be fair.
It was an absolute car crash of a game.
Yes.
In our perspective, we started off slow. There was no cohesion.
We finished slow.
I was,
and the middle was slow as well,
yeah,
wasn't it?
True. Look, I was saying you can get away with having one or two players not playing really well, but when you got five or six not playing particularly well, keep getting
the ball. So who weren't playing well?
Well, I thought Collins had the worst game I've seen him in the Brentford top. gave the ball away two or three times in bad areas, and one of them actually resulted in the goal. I thought Norgaard, I don't know what it is with Norgaard at the moment, he doesn't seem to be firing on all cylinders. That's right, he's not been himself. So he's not firing on all cylinders. Brian had a good game, but again, he's been isolated. He was trying to do everything he could to try and get the ball forward and attack, but he was on his own. I thought it was going to be a good game for Potter, but unfortunately, I don't know what it is with Potter. But
platform 9-9-9-9-3-4.
He needed a bit of magic today, but it weren't there, I'm telling you. Yeah. We can single players out all day long, but as a team, they didn't play well. They were playing like strangers at one point. And you could see the confidence, the head.
Stranger things, yeah.
Yeah, Stranger Things, yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. Hey, he's good, isn't he? He's good, isn't he? Yeah, that's what happens when you go to America for a few years. Yeah, yeah. Get all these Americanisms. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so the cohesion between the front and the back was poor. There was massive gaps. And Everton, credit to them, they were organised. And they wanted the points more than us. And that's the key.
And I'm going to say this as well, because you are North Standers. We're West Standers.
Yeah.
And we're proud of West Standers, but you're North Standers.
Yeah.
I thought the Everton fans were very loud today.
Yes, they were. Yeah, they were.
I mean,
yeah.
there was probably one of the loudest fans that we've had in the 2 and a bit years that we've been here.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I could agree with that. And I think they're getting behind their side. Look, we were playing bad today. It is a bad game. You've got to put it behind you and you've got to move on. But the only thing I didn't like, and I understand why people go early, but you can't be streaming out of the game with 15 minutes to go. You can't. You've got to be behind these lads. Look, they've done us proud up to this point. We've had one bad game. This has got to be the worst game I've seen, as you said, since we got promoted to the Premier League. It's very rare, and I'm hoping. I know we got a tough game on Wednesday night in the Cup, but that's a good thing, because it gives us an opportunity to bounce back and show a bit more belief. But it's always up the bees.
Up the bees, up the bees. Dan the man in the house here. Dan the man.
Good to see you, Billy. Good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to see you and all the characters. And the ribbing. I'll take the ribbing when I go out to the pub. No worries about it. I've never missed six games in a row. I've never missed six games in a row, Brentford games in a row. This is really quite weird for me. However, I was there in spirit, because I saw every single one. Every single
one.
You know what I'm saying? So I was there in different bars all over America, and also in the Globe last week, so which is all good. But we'll forget about me and all that nonsense. Let's talk about that ridiculous nonsense that went on there in that stadium.
I mean, I think Jay's just kind of said pretty much everything. I think the thing.
Thank you very much.
The only thing I'd add to that is that I think we were bullied off the ball. There was no physicality. Everton had a game plan, they set up well, and we were just being bullied. And we're too weak, we need to be more physical, we need to stand up for ourselves, and we're playing too deep. You know, when your attacking players are playing too deep, and especially Brian, who was way too deep on the wing, and there was no fluidity. Yeah, it was just not a good game, but I think it's a blip, and hopefully we'll move on and play better going forward, because we can't, if we play like that every week, we'll get punished a lot more. Better teams than Everton will come down and score more goals than that. So we just, yeah, not good, but hopefully we can rectify it soon and move on.
You bees,
come on, you bees.
We've got a Pat in the house. I know you listen, everyone loves the Pat. When Brentford win, Pat's all over it. When Brentford lose, Pat's not happy. And I can imagine, Pat, you're not happy, are you?
No, I'm not happy. The only thing I'm happy about is seeing you back today. So that is a plus. But today's game was an absolute shambles. We were a disgrace. We made Everton look good, and they weren't good. And I felt like there was no heart and soul in the Bees today. So I know we're a few players down, but we got to do better than that. We had no strength. We were giving the ball away. And it's like we've never played together before. I don't know what Thomas Franks is going to say about this game, but he better say that they weren't very good. And you know how I feel about referees. That I thought that Michael Oliver today, whatever his bloody name is, wasn't good either.
So, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. Do you think there might have been a little bit just tired.
Tired? Tired? What, from the international? Or just... No, we're about five vital players down. It doesn't matter. A team don't run on one player. It runs on 11 men. And they should have done better than that. I know we're missing my favourite player, Rico Henry. But they've got to pull together as a team. I just felt that we made Everton look good today. They got 3 points, we got nothing. And I don't think that the Bees fans, at the end of the game, whether good or bad, should boo their fans. I don't agree with it. But I've got to be truthful. I felt absolutely drained at the end of this game. But we are Bees, and I'm sure we'll fight back. And that's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to have a drop of wine now, Bill. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Pick myself up. Liven myself up. Up the Bees.
Up the Bees. Pat's up the Bees. She's going to having a drop of wine. There we go. Up the drop of wine. We've got the club shop in the house. We've got the club shop in the house. Listen, I'm going to finish this up with the club shop. I want you to try and give it a pick it up, right? Because everyone's been on a proper downer today. But there must have been some upsides to the game today.
Barnet Panthers won 21-0. So, I you know...
It was 22, actually, but the referee, he lost count.
The referee lost count, so, yeah, but that doesn't matter, that's all good. But that was a really great performance by Barnet Panthers today. And I think, kind of, I put it in perspective that some days you have good days, some days you have bad days. It's very... Brentford fans aren't happy today, but you know what? You've got to go back a long way to think about a last really poor Brentford performance. And normally a bad Brentford performance, a safe light, for example, Forest away last year, then we lost to Gindham, and then we beat Man City 2-1. So you got, you know, Arsenal next week in the cup. That I think that would be great if I can get the penalties and we go through, and Balcombe does another heroics. So I think we just need to look forward. Yeah, it's not a great performance, but you've got to see and think, we're missing Rico, we're missing Ben Mee. You know, there's a lot of changes in the team. Sharda got injured before the game. So that would have changed the whole gameplay. You know what, it is what it is. We're always, this time of year, September, October, we'll always have a little blip and we'll pick up from that. So here we go again. Just like, let's pick ourselves up, let's go. It's all good.
All good. This is the Beside Bright of West London podcast. Buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Write us a review on iTunes and everywhere else, and we'll be very happy about that. Like I said to you, I'm back now. I'm back in full effect as well. I'm going to Forest next week. I'm looking forward to seeing my Polish chums, my Forest chums, my friends in the Choris as well, going up there on the Sunday, which will be all good. Other than that, like I said to you, don't forget our podcast next week will be either probably Wednesday or Thursday. It's going to be out. Like I said to you, we had a few little issues today, but this week it came out, and you've got to, like I said to you, check it out next week. But like I said to you, listen, we didn't get the result that we wanted to today, but it doesn't really matter because Everton, listen, they're happy. They've got their points. They're off on a bit of a run now, and they're very happy. We need to make sure that we concentrate next week and do the business. But as you say, we're in the Globe here. I'm very happy. Yes, 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 that's proper old school, that is.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.